This is an iHeart podcast. Guaranteed human.
Why should you listen to Armstrong and Getty On Demand?
We're not boring. A lot of news is boring.
And tedious.
And depressing.
And makes you angry. You don't want to live your life like that.
Hey, I'm Jack Armstrong. He's Joe Getty.
We're Armstrong and Getty.
We try to bring you the truth.
And help you figure out this crazy modern world.
How about something about a comedic tone?
We have a winner.
Yes. Listen to Armstrong and Getty On Demand on the iHeartRadio app,
Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts. This is the Jesse Kelly Show.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show, final hour of the Jesse Kelly Show on what has been an awesome Thursday. And we're going to talk about DEI not being gone here in a few. I'm going to do some emails. Someone wants to talk about hiding your identity, hiding who you are when you're taking on the communists from the inside, dying inside of a glacier, all that, you quote, youth gangs, and so much more to come in the final hour of the Jesse Kelly Show. Let's do this. I'm going to do this email first. Jesse, or actually, he says, Mr. Bronco, don't roll your eyes, Chris. You always hide or disclose the names of the emails, the names on your email authors. In an effort to encourage bravery, might I suggest that you tell us, the penmen of these messages, to use our names? Your voice has caused me to be more vocal on all the vital topics you discuss. We need to save the best of the country of the world. Bravery is contagious. Keep up the great work. He said, say my name in capital letters, and his name is Tim. You know what he said? He used his last name. His name is Tim Allen. Okay. So I don't disagree with what you just said to an extent. What I have said, in case you're new to the show, is when you email me, I will never, ever, ever read your name out loud unless you specifically tell me to, even with the hate, even with the death threats. I'm about to read one from guy tells me I'm going to hell. I'm still not going to read his name. This is a couple different reasons. First, I believe in privacy. I think I'm the last person on the planet who believes in keeping people's secrets and privacy. I don't take my fights with friends or relatives. I don't take it public. I do not like this revealing of people's private emails and messages and things like that. Oh, did you see what this guy said? Nope. If it was private, it remains private. That's what I believe. That's how I operate in my life. And I will respect your privacy. That's what I believe. Respecting your privacy. You with me? So, off of that, I understand people, they want to be louder and they want to be bolder, and I encourage you to do that. But sometimes you should pull out your torch and stand on top of the mountain and let people come to it. And there are other times you have to operate in the shadows, and it depends on your situation, okay? So let me explain it this way. Let's say you're in a town and in a job, you're in a community where maybe they're a little wishy-washy, right? There's a lot of places in red America like this. They're a little wishy-washy. Life is comfortable. And you want them to be bolder and you want them to be anti-communists, and you will speak out, and you can speak out without genuine fear of hurting yourself and your family's situation. Maybe that's your situation. But maybe, you know what? I'll use this for an example. Jewish producer Chris has gotten, to his credit, much more involved in politics locally, gotten louder. He was never exactly shy anyway, but gotten louder. Chris, because obviously he works here, understands full well that he can boldly be anti-communist, and he never has to worry about his job. I mean, obviously, he probably does because he sucks, but not because of his political stance. You understand what I mean? Chris can get out there as loudly as possible in your commie face. No, I believe this. I believe that. That gives him a level of freedom. But you know how many people email me from inside the belly of the beast who don't have that opportunity? People from inside the walls of the FBI and other government agencies who will only email me when they're outside of the building in separate email lists. You know how many people email that? From inside a company, a government agency, somewhere where their lives will be destroyed. I want people to be bold too, but I can't be bold with someone else's mortgage payment. I can't be bold with someone else's job. I told you this. Remember this conversation we used to have all the time during COVID? During COVID, when there was that vaccine mandate that came down? And I told you over and over and over and over and over again, me personally, I refuse. If someone tries to make me take it, I will give up my job. I will not do it. I am not injecting myself for a variety of reasons. The main reason is you tried to make me. So the answer is no. I am a free American. You don't get to make me do anything. The answer is no. I will not take it. But I told you over and over and over again, I can't tell you to take that stance because that's your paycheck. That's how you put food on the table. That's how the kids get gifts at Christmas time. I can't be bold with your freedom. I can't be bold with your money. That's an individual choice. And we have to operate differently depending on our different circumstances. We discuss this when it comes to militaries all the time. Why do some forces become guerrilla forces? I'm talking about they don't take on a standing army. They'll blow up a supply depot. Maybe they'll kidnap this person. They'll sabotage the water supply. They're stealing. They're looting. They're essentially acting like criminals. Why do some forces do that? Are they just naturally bad people? No, they're not strong enough. They're not strong enough to take on the standing army. So they have to use different tactics. We did this with the British during the Revolution. We kept lining ourselves up trying to take on an army that was bigger and stronger and had bigger guns. We had to use other means. Look at the Viet Cong in South Vietnam. I know they get all kinds of praise and glory for their fighting prowess. And don't get me wrong, they were tough, don't get me wrong, but they could never take us on. We beat the living crap out of those guys all the time when they try to take on our troops. What do they do? Well, I'm going to hide and I'm going to snipe one guy and then I'm going to go hide in a hole. You turn into a gorilla when you have to turn into a gorilla. When you're strong enough to be a standing army, you operate like a standing army. That makes sense? Jesse. Oh, the subject of this one is, you did Satan's work tonight. Have fun in hell. Anyway, sorry. Judas didn't have every man murdered. He betrayed just one. You betrayed God and all Christians by standing with Putin tonight. You also told every country out there that all they have to do is get enough people in any area and they can rise up and take it over. So when this country is in 50,000 pieces in the next decade, you and all your satanic buddies will be able to celebrate that until you're in hell. Have fun. Okay. This goes back to exactly what we've seen time and time again, what we've noticed time and time again, what I've talked to you about time and time again. If you get an email like this, usually there's a bunch of cussing. This time, actually, there wasn't a bunch of cussing, but a bunch of capitalized letters with a bunch of exclamation points and F this and F that, and you're going to die, and I'm coming to kill you. And it will 99% of the time be from somebody who didn't even hear what you said. He totally gets it wrong. Completely gets it wrong. That's not at all what I said last night when we talked about Russia, Ukraine. But the overlapping factors are here stupidity. If you're a human being who would type an email like this and send it off to a radio host you get angry at, you are just really, really dumb. Well, that dumbness, that natural stupidity, it goes perfectly with how you listen to the show. You don't have enough brain power to compute the very simple, very direct things that I say, and your wires get all crossed. But here's the thing about a lot of really dumb people. Some of them are very happy. You know, like Fred. Fred's a moron, but he's very happy. Other dumb people, they're very angry because they've been dumb their whole life, and life is hard. It's an old John Wayne quote that life is hard and it's harder when you're stupid. It's really hard for stupid people. Life is just harder. Employment is harder. Living is harder. It's hard to be stupid. And so when you're stupid, lots of times you can be filled with bitterness and anger, and you'll find yourself typing an email telling a radio host he's going to hell because you thought he said something he didn't even say. Anyway, there are a bunch of violent, crazy psychopaths out there, so you need to get yourself a burner launcher, okay? You have a cell phone? How big's your cell phone? You know the Burna Compact Launcher? You know that it's about the size of a cell phone? It'll fit in your purse. It'll fit in your pocket. When I carry my Burna Compact Launcher, oftentimes I carry it in my pocket. If you would prefer a holster, and I would recommend that if you can, they have a holster for it too. Small, thin, lightweight, and it'll save your life. This country has not stopped being filled up with animals just because we closed the border. In area after area after area, they are everywhere. What is your plan for stopping one? You going to hope? Try to make a phone call? Or are you going to pull out a pistol launcher and shoot him in the chest with a tear gas ball? And as he sits there coughing and sputtering and crying, you walk away free. Legal in all 50 states. You don't need a permit. You don't need a background check. You do need to protect yourself and that child you're about to send off to school. Please. BYRNA. Byrna.com. By the way, made in America. Byrna.com. We'll be back.
He doesn't care if you believe him, but he's right. Jesse Kelly.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show on a Thursday. Remember, if you miss any part of the show, you can download the whole thing on iHeart, Spotify, iTunes. So I don't want to bring you down. We're not going to go down, but just wanted to remind you of something we've been talking about, that legions and legions and legions of communists have been created in this country through years and years and years of conditioning. Our education system, the media, our entertainment system, it's created legions of cultural Marxists. These cultural Marxists have spent years overtaking the institutions, conquering the institutions. They have not changed their religion now that they're on the run. They will change their titles. They may change the volume of their voices, but they still believe all the evil crap they believed when Joe Biden was president of the United States of America, every single bit of it. They believe it. They are still marching forward. And look, what you know what they're doing right now? Exactly what I just described we have to do in certain situations. You know, sometimes when you can, you shout and you're loud and you're bold and you lead the troops. And other times when you're surrounded, when you're behind enemy lines, you keep quiet and you shut your mouth and you go snip the phone lines. The communist understands that. The communist has always understood the necessity for guerrilla tactics when that's all you've got. Headline, this is from Campus Reform. UMD, this is University of Maryland, renames diversity office to belonging and community as DEI programs face pressure. Legions of people in this country are invested in the concept of DEI. And it's not just communists who want to burn down the country. How many people out there only have the prestigious position they have because of DEI? How many people have six-figure jobs because they're DEI jobs. Either it was a DEI handout, or in the case of these, you know, police agencies and things like that, or universities, they have DEI departments now. They're in the DEI department. How many people? That's a good point, Chris. Chris mentioned KBJ. We have a justice on the Supreme Court with a lifetime appointment because she's black and a woman.
Our process is going to be rigorous. I will select a nominee worthy of Justice Breyer's legacy of excellence and decency. While I've been studying candidates' backgrounds and writings, I've made no decision except one. The person I will nominate will be someone with extraordinary qualifications, character, experience, and integrity. And that person will be the first black woman ever nominated to the United States Supreme Court. It's long overdue, in my view.
Investments matter. It's tough to walk away from anything in life when you've invested in it, right? How many things have you done where you've invested time or money, time after time, money after money, and you, I mean, you really can't walk away from it at this point in time. You're invested. Maybe you're there with your career. Oh, maybe you're there with your marriage. Stop. But you understand what I mean. I've got 10 years invested in this. I've got 15 years invested in this. If I walk away, it's all for naught. How many people working lucrative jobs in the United States of America have to have DEI or their entire livelihood disappears? We have much work to do. That is simply my choice. That's my point here. We have a lot of work to do just because they're changing names, changing titles, getting quieter. That doesn't mean they've changed their ways. Look, there's a lot of people who think like this. They just don't say it with such volume.
It is funny because when people think about black women, they think about our strength. They think about how, you know, usually we're juggling so much and we're doing so much and we're still going to school and we're doing all the things. And part of it is unfair because at the end of the day, we are still but humans.
I'm going to miss her when she's gone. I'm pretty sure. What, Chris? I'm pretty sure she's going to get redistricted out of Texas. And then, of course, she'll, I don't know, who knows what she'll do, something horrible. But I'm going to miss her. Good afternoon, Jesse. I'm a retired devil dog, been listening for about 5 years. Love your history segments. I was interested to know if you could do one on Mossad. They seem to be the best intelligence agency in the world. Thanks for what you do. And Semper Fi, my brother, asked me not to use his name, and I won't. He said, P.S., if they ever do cancel the show, you can have your second career as a history teacher. Well, look, you're not wrong about Mossad and Mossad's capabilities. Granted, Mossad has problems too, but they are very capable. This actually goes to what we've been talking about, though, for the past couple segments. Why are they so capable? They have to be. You're in a country, a small country, small physically, small by population. You're in a country of 8 million people surrounded by countries that want you dead. You don't have the luxury of having an intelligence agency that's okay. You had better be elite. Unbelievably elite. You better know what the enemy's doing before he's doing it so you can step in and stop it or you're going to die. Mossad is incredibly capable because Mossad has to be incredibly capable. In a lot of ways, that's why our CIA has fallen off so much. We're America. They don't have to be. Cold War ended. We got fat. Now, let me talk to you about pain. Daily grinding pain. It sucks, doesn't it? It's awful. I hate it. You hate it. It sucks living with pain. It takes the joy out of really everything in life. How do you sit and enjoy a movie when your back hurts? How do you enjoy a walk with your spouse when your knee hurts? You get up, you have to go work construction, used to enjoy it. Now your shoulder hurts all day. It sucks the joy out of everything. You can't enjoy a birthday party when it hurts. Let Relief Factor try to save you from your pain. You are in pain because you are inflamed. Relief Factor will go to the source of the problem, the inflammation. Your body's trying to fight it. It just needs a little boost. Drug-free. 100% drug-free. It's a supplement you take every day. The longer you take it, the better it works. You are 3 weeks and $19.95 away from being free from that pain. Call 1-800-4-RELIEF or relieffactor.com. We'll be back.
Feeling a little stocky? Follow, like, and subscribe on social at Jesse Kelly Show.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show on a wonderful, wonderful Thursday. Remember, if you miss any part of the show, you can download the whole thing on iHeart, Spotify, iTunes. Remember when Trump made fun of Elizabeth Warren? Still, well, I brought this up because he mentioned her today.
Elizabeth Warren said she was an Indian. We call her Pocahontas. She's a liar and a mean person. She's a nut job. I watched her the other night. She's all hopped up endorsing a communist in New York City. And she was all excited and jumping up and down. She's got to take a drug test. She really does. She's got to take a drug test. There's no way somebody can act that way and be normal.
Okay, I'm sorry. I know it's not modern news, but I just have to walk through it again. It's still... Man, I'm trying to think. It might be my favorite moment, funny moment in the history of American politics was, and I still can't understand exactly how this happened, Elizabeth Warren, she understands the DEI world. She understands in really so many walks of life, university system, police agencies, you name it, that it pays to be a woman or a minority. If you happen to be both, you basically have a superpower. But it pays. She wanted to make her way through academia, but she's white. She's just like the whitest person on the planet. So she lies about being an Indian to the point she turns in, I love this so much, she turns in a special Indian recipe. It was for soup, if I remember right, to an Indian cookbook called, I kid you not, Pow Wow Chow. You remember this? Elizabeth Warren, with her Indian heritage, puts this in. Well, Trump is very good at a lot of things. Trump's specialty is getting under people's skin. He's just really, really great at it. And Trump starts mocking her for this, calling her Pocahontas, because Trump doesn't care. Trump will insult anybody, absolutely anybody. It's a great strength and a great weakness sometimes, right? Because he's not going to hold back no matter who it is. He insults everybody. Trump just starts belligerently calling her. She's Pocahontas. She's Pocahontas. She's not a freaking Indian. So Elizabeth Warren, I guess it just got to her too much, does a DNA test. This is something people do. I will never do it because I know they're going to steal my information and turn it into the government. But Elizabeth Warren does a DNA test. You can do these to find out, what are you? What's your heritage? Where do you come from? What's that, Chris? What's that? Are they cheap? Really? How much are they? $100? Real? Oh, wow. I thought this was like a rich person thing. Wow. Okay. Anyway, she does a DNA test. Now, remember, I didn't know she was doing a DNA test. You didn't know she was doing a DNA test. The news didn't know. Trump didn't know. Left didn't know. Right didn't know. Nobody outside of Elizabeth Warren, I'm assuming one or two people in her circle and the DNA company, knew that Elizabeth Warren was doing a DNA test. She gets the DNA results back. Now, remember, she's still the only one who knows. She gets the DNA test back. And the DNA test proves that Elizabeth Warren might be the whitest human being who ever walked the planet. I'm not kidding. It was, Chris looked it up to confirm. It showed that she was 1,024th Indian. That is below the national average. She's the whitest person in the United States of America. Now stop. Okay. You're Elizabeth Warren. You tried to do the DNA test to prove Trump wrong. It came back that you're the whitest person on earth. What do? Now you take the DNA test, you rip all the labels off of it, you put it in the paper shredder, you go out back, you start a little burn pit, and you light it on fire. You don't even take it to the trash can for fear that someone's going to go through your stuff. You light it on fire, and you never talk about it again. You know what? Once the fire's out, you get on a helicopter, and you fly out to the middle of the Pacific Ocean, and you dump the ashes into the Marianas Trench. That's how much you need to hide that information. But no, she publishes it. One of my favorite stories ever. She publishes the DNA test showing she's the whitest person on earth. Oh, gosh. Donald Trump, he basically destroyed Elizabeth Warren's political career. It makes me laugh. Jesse, I grew up amongst the communist political community in Mexico. Brandon Darby's interview last night on Mexico was, bar none, the best synopsis I have heard. You should do a deep dive, she's trying to say, into the communist history of Mexico, aka the early 20th century until today. It is every bit as dark as Russia's history. I would love to compare notes with Brandon some way. I can possibly bring context. And I'm not going to say her name. She's with a law firm and whatnot. But it, that is actually something that would be fascinating. Remember this, that the early part of the 20th century, that really doomed so much of the world. That is when, remember when Marx was coming around? Marx comes around, Prince's book, Marx, Engels. But things with that whole fascination with communism, socialism, they didn't really ramp up to the early 1900s, till the early 20th century. Now, that is fairly common knowledge when people talk about the Soviet Union. People know that. But what people don't understand is communism was taking hold in really any fragile society around the globe. Many fragile societies, I should say, around the globe started flirting with it. It was a period of time, and I'm sure there's a reason for this. It was a period of time in history where the globe, they were tired of kings, they were tired of monarchs, they were tired of this, they were ready to cast that system off. And so, you know, how many people do you know, maybe you've done this, break up with their boyfriend, their girlfriend, wife, husband, and they start dating and make some mistakes. I'm glad I finally got rid of him. There's a Hell's Angel Spiker. He'll be fun. Oh, wait, I'm being stabbed. You know, it's the grass isn't always greener. And various populations around the globe, as they were casting off their kings, as they were casting that old system of government off, started flirting with this new way that was selling equality. Hey, you've been told what to do for so long. You shouldn't be told what to do. We should go take their stuff and we'll give some of it to you. And that, for people who are down and out and people who've been ruled by tyrants, that is oftentimes a very appealing message to people like that. And it wasn't just the Soviet Union. And France really struggled with this. In Britain, they struggle with this. In America, they had less success, to our credit. Our system of freedom really had, we had built-in institutions that were kind of a wall against communism back then. Eventually, they conquered those, but Mexico was ripe for the taking. They were just ripe from the taking. They never really got it together, and so that kind of thing. Actually, I might do a deep dive on that one day. That would be fascinating. What, Chris? I know I have too many. It's not like I'm going to get fired. Well, I might get fired. But until I get fired, Chris, we have time, okay? We have time. We also have preborn, which is wonderful. Isn't that wonderful? Let me tell you something wonderful. I've been talking to you about preborn for a while, right? A couple years now. Did you know that you, the Jesse Kelly Show listener, you've saved thousands of lives? Did you know that? Thousands of human beings walk this planet today because of you and Preborn. I hope that makes you feel good. Preborn is such a God-blessed organization, an organization out there using the greatest tool against abortion, an ultrasound. Mom just needs to be introduced to her baby. Just introduce her to her baby and let her hear the heartbeat. And this is how we save lives. When she hears the heartbeat, she chooses life almost every time. Did you know that? And these are women who are about to abort the baby. Baby's practically on the chopping block, so to speak. Here's the heartbeat. Life. $28 buys a life. Remember, you give them whatever you want. Give them 50 grand if you got it. It's tax deductible. All goes to saving lives. Preborn.com/Jesse. Sponsored by Preborn. We'll be back.
Feeling a little stocky? Follow, like, and subscribe on social at Jesse Kelly DC.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show, final segment of the Jesse Kelly Show before we return tomorrow for Ask Dr. Jesse Friday. Now, I have to remind you that you need to email us your questions now. They are piling up. They're great. It's going to be such a great day tomorrow. Jesse@jessekellyshow.com. Ask me anything. In fact, I'm going to knock out a couple quick ones right now before we do a couple other things. First, Jewish producer Chris brought up during the break that in China there's a dog eating contest. And to which he brought up, well, that so many cultures around the world eat dogs. Would you try it? I would not try it. And I'm going to sound soft and pathetic, but I need you to hear me here. I know this probably isn't right, but I have an animal hierarchy, and there are some animals, even back when I used to hunt, I would not hunt, and I wouldn't eat either. Elephants is a great example, and I'm not judging you if you're a trophy hunter. I'm not. I love elephants. Elephants are wonderful family creatures, really smart. They protect each other. I don't know what it is. I know I sound like a sappy dork right now. And they're super expensive. But if you gave me a hunting trip to shoot an elephant, I could not shoot an elephant. I would much rather shoot a poacher than an elephant. Not even kidding. I know that's terrible. I would happily shoot a poacher without hesitation. I do not want to shoot an elephant. I do not. But a Cape Buffalo. And I don't know. And I know this is wrong. I know I'm going to get all kinds of hate mail for this. A Cape Buffalo is an ugly, slobbery, nasty thing. I don't care for them. Very dangerous animal. One of the most dangerous animals in the world to hunt, I should note. I would happily shoot a Cape Buffalo. It'd be nothing for me. Deer. Deer is a good example. Now, I like deer. I enjoy looking at them. I like deer. But they're essentially an invasive species, the way they breed. They're like big rats. They'll tear up your yard. They really are. They're like long-legged rats. I have no problem killing a deer. No problem with that at all. A lion. That's a beautiful creature. It's really cool. I don't want to kill a lion. I know it's weird, Chris. I know it doesn't make sense. I have animals I will kill. I have animals I will not. Chris said the ugly ones. Well, yeah, I guess it's like dating. Now, quit. But a dog, dogs are awesome. I don't think I would eat one. I don't think I could eat one. I don't think I could. And I don't think it would taste good. Remember, animals that eat everything are going to taste disgusting. You're getting what they ate. Chris said, I eat pigs. Do I eat pigs, Chris? Let's be honest about what bacon is, buddy. I know it's a pig. I don't need your Jewish judgment. All right. I know it's a pig. Listen. It's fat and it's salt. That's what bacon is. It's fat and it's salt. Everybody likes salty fat, buddy. Everybody. That's why people watch The View. Everybody like what, Chris? Listen, it's fine. Also, listen to Byron Donald say this.
In the District of Columbia, if you're 22 years old and you commit a crime, they can try you as a juvenile. No other part of America does that, but they do that in D.C. That's the kind of stuff that needs to change.
Something else that doesn't get talked about in this country is the youth crime, youth gang situation. It's, people don't talk about it because you're never supposed to address black crime in any way in the country. Otherwise, people will call you a racist, so people are too scared to ever bring it up. But it's a huge problem in the black community. They figured out, obviously, that if you're 18 and up, well, apparently not in D.C., but if you're 18 and up, you go to prison for certain crimes. So youth gangs, we're talking 10-year-olds, 11-year-olds. You watch. I'm going to show up tomorrow. I'll have a bunch of emails from cops from big cities who back me up on this. Gangs as young as 10, younger. They're out there boosting cars, mugging people because you go to juvie. And if you're in a blue city, they won't even do that. Give you a little slap on the wrist and turn you loose. Essentially, you get the youth gangs to do the actual legwork. The 18-plus gangbangers who already have a record, they don't want to get sent away for 20, 30 years. Sometimes they'll be the drivers. This actually happened fairly recently in the Houston area. A bunch of people's cars got stolen from their driveway at night. They did some digging into it. It was a bunch of 14-year-olds who were doing the stealing. The older gangbangers, the 18, 19-year-olds, they were the ones driving the getaway car. But the morons, of course, almost none of them wore a mask. They were all caught on Ring cameras and whatnot. There was a bunch of 14-year-old black kids boosting cars because they're not going to go to jail. It's one of those things. Apparently we'll do another Ask Dr. Jesse questions before headlines. Dear Bronco Bear Paws, what's your favorite under-the-radar condiment? Not talking about ketchup and mustard and mayo or hot sauce. I've been putting this hot vinegary cherry pepper relish from Jersey Mike's subs on sandwiches, eggs, and everything, and it's life-changing. All right, I'm about to sell somebody something. I just realized earlier in the show I brought up Cozy Earth, and I probably inadvertently sold a bunch of that stuff because Cozy Earth's freaking amazing. I'm about to sell something else. Hot, crispy oil. I'll say it again. Hot, crispy oil. Ob got this for me as a stocking stuffer for Christmas. The tagline is a unique blend of fresh, crisp garlic, shallots, and hot chili paper. I want to be buried in this stuff. Chris, you can't even imagine, and I'm pretty sure it's kosher, buddy. You can't even, eggs, it doesn't matter what it is, pasta, hot, crispy oil, I just changed your life, all right? Also, let's change a widow's life while we're doing this. I know we like to goof off, I most definitely do. Tomorrow we'll goof off a lot, ask Dr. Jesse Friday. Let's change the life of a widow and an orphan by paying off her mortgage. You send your husband off to work as a fireman, as a cop, or your wife, you know, off to work, and they don't come home. How do you even begin putting your life back together again? I don't even want to imagine what that is like, but people go through that. Tunnel to Towers is there for Gold Star families, for fallen first responder families, for homeless veterans. They are paying off these mortgages and doing what they can to lift up people in their darkest moment, and they do it with $11 a month from you. Give automatically, just do the give every month thing. You'll never miss it. You'll never know it's gone. It's $11 a month. T2T.org. T2T.org. All right?
And now,
here's a headline.
By, go, you know the thing.
Headlines we didn't get to.
We actually don't have any time for headlines. I'll see you tomorrow for Ask Dr. Jesse Friday. That's all.
Why should you listen to Armstrong and Getty on Demand?
We're not boring. A lot of news is boring.
And tedious.
And depressing.
And makes you angry. You don't want to live your life like that.
Hey, I'm Jack Armstrong. He's Joe Getty.
We're Armstrong and Getty.
We try to bring you the truth.
And help you figure out this crazy modern world.
How about something about a comedic tone?
We have a winner.
Yes. Listen to Armstrong and Getty on demand on the iHeartRadio app,
Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.